Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Full detailed QSL cards are available for correct reception reports received for the Australian DX report. The address will be given at the end of the program. So now, here is this week's news. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now hovering around 71, that's 71, and the daily smooth equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 6, that's single digit 6. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future, which means that as we move through the declining phase of solar cycle number 24, high frequency conditions on long haul darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will not be very satisfactory. But as frequencies above about 10 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more reliable. In the meantime, we have some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne. It's winter here in Melbourne now, and darkness in the morning has extended and darkness in the evening has advanced. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies I researched here in the pre-sunrise window across the time span 1815 to 1845 on a recent morning. First of all, the 49 meter band, 5885, the Voice of America carrying the DIWA radio programming from the Kuwait relay station in PASH-2. And 5900, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station using brokered facilities in Kostinbrod in Bulgaria with programs in Arabic. 5960, the Voice of Turkey, with its transmissions in Turkish. And 5995, South Korea, the Voice of Hope, broadcasting in Korea. This is a political station broadcasting to Korea from brokered facilities. And 6195, the BBC in English from the Oman relay station. Now in the 31 metre band, the selection of frequencies noted recently, 9480, China Radio International from the CEREC relay station in Albania with programs in French. 9560, China Radio International from the Beijing transmitting site in Russian. And other frequencies for China Radio International include 9600 in English, 9645 from Kunming in French, 9670 from Beijing in Persian, 9695 from Kunming in Bulgarian, and 9765 from Beijing in Russian. And on 9940, an interesting frequency usage, Transworld Radio Africa broadcasting via the Chisinau relay station in Moldova with programs in the Tigrinya language. And right over the top end of the 31 metre band, 9965, the Marianas Islands, Radio Free Asia from the Agignan relay station, broadcasting in Chinese. So quite a number of interesting frequencies monitored here in Melbourne recently in our pre-sunrise time window, 1815 to 1845, and those conditions are expected to continue in the near future. Some notes now of interest to our listeners in Europe. These are from the latest edition of the newsletter published by SWLDX Bulgaria in Sofia. First of all, Bangladesh. Reception of Radio Bangladesh has been noted in Europe in the 31-metre band and 19-metre band. 1315 to 1345 on 9455 to Southern Asia in Nepali, good signals, 250 kilowatts and 320 degrees antenna. And 1400 to 1430 on 15505, 250 kilowatts, but this time with 290 degrees antenna to Western Asia in Urdu. Strong signal of Radio Exorio Ogaden via the Issedan relay station in France. This is a broken service. 1600 to 1630 on 17630, broadcasting to East Africa in Somali on Tuesdays and Saturdays, 500 kilowatts and 130 degrees antenna. FIBA radio noted in Eastern Europe from the Yerevan relay station. 1600 to 1630 on 12125 to East Africa with local languages Mondays to Wednesdays, and on Thursdays and Sundays in Amharic. There's also another program daily, 1630 to 1700 to East Africa in Amharic, and they're all 300 kilowatts, 192 degrees antenna. And a later program is 1730 to 1800 on 7510 to East Africa in the Silt language, 192 degrees antenna and 300 kilowatts. And the station known as the Voice of the Wilderness, broadcasting via Tashkent in Uzbekistan, heard in Europe between 1330 and 1530 on 7625 to Northeast Asia in Korean with 100 kilowatts and 070 degrees antenna. And now we return to monitoring notes made here in Melbourne. This time, just on our local sunrise between 2030 and 2100 in the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands. Quite a number of frequencies audible in that time period, including the following. 5925, China National Radio, Network 5, at Sinon at 2055. And 5995, South Korea, the Voice of Hope from the Korean station in Korean. 6065, China National Radio Network 2, that's the second network, signing on at 2055. And other frequencies for China National Radio Network 2 include 6155, 7315. And 6115, Radio Veritas Asia, signs on at 2045 with the program of religious music. Then at 2100, the station starts its morning service in Chinese. We note too that the station has advised that it will no longer be broadcasting on shortwave as from June 30. 7500, station known as North Korea Reform Radio, transmitting from a relay station in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in Korean, 7500. And 9425, North Korea, a Korean Central Broadcasting Station, signing on at 2045 with programs in Korean. And another frequency for the Voice of Korea, this time 9445, in Chinese, opening transmissions at 2100. And 9540, Radio Free Asia from the Tinian relay station in the Marianas Islands, its morning service in Korean, also signing on at 2100. And 9610, China National Radio Network 8. This is the Chinese transmission for minorities and signs on at 2100. And Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria, 9705, signing on in French at 2100, and the Voice of America using the Santa Maria di Galleria facilities for relay, broadcasting in French to Africa and the Middle East, 9740, also signing on at 2100. So quite a lot of activity in the Melbourne sunrise period, and that summary was made in the 49 and 41 and 31 metre bands recently. And that's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. Just a reminder that full detail ADXR QSL cards are available by contacting this address. The URL is simply adxr.org. I'll give it once again, adxr.org. At that address you'll find all the details about how you may send in a reception report, and you can receive a QSL card via postal mail, that's physical postal mail, or via the internet. So until our next program, this is Bob in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening, and thanks for being with us. Goodbye for now. We'll be right back.